What's up, everybody? It's your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi 36, aka representing with At Least We Tried Gaming, because At Least We Tried. Welcome to February 14th, 2023, Season 3, Episode 4. I know the episodes kind of got a little weird as we were taking not consistent for like a week or two or something like that, but we're back at it like a bad habit, and I'm here with my two amazing, incredibly gifted, awesome gamers, uplifting comrades in arms, Mildew Carrot, and it's the Nine Ball. How are you doing, first and foremost, Mildew Carrot, with your beautiful purple background?
I'm feeling like I'm being buttered up for something. Nine Ball, I need some referencing here. Do you feel buttered up? Because I feel like he was buttering up.
He's about to ask for money.
It's for that Raise Energy drinks, yeah.
Which you can get at Red Sports, REPSports.com, type ALWT Gaming at checkout. Get 15% off. 15 of them bad boys. You already know it. But yeah, but other than that, how have you been? What's been going on with you? What's been new in the life of Mildew Carey?
Not much. Dealing with some computer issues. And it's mainly, I think, just old tech in the system. Probably like, you know, oh, good God. I think it's like 10 plus years old. Other than that, I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy a lot and loving it. It is fantastic, beautiful. Oh, I can't get enough of it. Like I can already see myself doing a couple more playthroughs. You know, right now I'm in Ravenclaw, but I can see myself going further into this. So, you know, with more. So I'm definitely been having a lot of fun with that. Did some Grounded with Nine Ball, Gravity Hates Abs, you know, over the weekend. We've been trying to get through that. You know, got our butts kicked, you know, so we're working on that towards end game, but having a good time with that. And then, yeah, just been gaming, loving life, and enjoying stuff. We got some games coming out here shortly soon that actually are pretty intriguing, so looking forward to it.
Yep, and we're going to talk about some of them today. And I wanted to ask you, well, so there's a comment that I wanted to make that's a compliment to the game of Hogwarts Legacy. And one of the things is the robes, they have how they're not just straight black like that, like they're on the show. It looks like that you can customize them a little bit possibly, or maybe depends on what school you end up going to or what section you end up going to. So I thought that was really cool. Customization, especially for black people, girls and guys, is absolutely fantastic. I saw that, and again, I'm not a Harry Potter person. Like, I've seen like about four of there's seven movies, right?
It's really weird sometimes with those ones.
Not including the Fantastic Beasts, just straight Harry Potter. I think there's seven of those.
I want to say I'll have to re-remember. I don't remember the full count because I know like a couple of them they did. Like the Deathly Hallows one, I think they did two in. Mm. Like they split the two movies, so I want to say there's more.
Gotcha. But I just know that, like, I'm not even the biggest Harry Potter person. Again, I got through more than 50% of the movies, but it just wasn't anything that fully resonated with me, so I don't really have a like a love affair with that world and stuff like that. But seeing how they were able to have the customization, seeing some people actually play it, I was like, this is making me want to get it sooner than later. So that is that. But then one thing I wanted to ask you, do you choose what house you go to, like if it's Gryffindor or Ravenclaw or whatever?
So you actually have the sorting hat, and it kind of gives you some questions. But to be honest, the questions are so generic that you can't choose what you're doing and all. So it's really kind of funny, you know, about that aspect. But yeah, you pretty much can choose which house you go into. So Ravenclaw, you know, Gryffindor, Slytherin, you know, Hufflepuff. You can choose which one you go into. I said Hufflepuff. Yep.
I'm
Hufflepuff.
I'm gonna go to Gryffindor when I get to that point. Gryffindor. Which I feel like most people are probably doing as well. I know that Ohio is going as Slytherin.
What? I went Ravenclaw first round. Me and TBFS, my bro, we went Ravenclaw. But dude, there's so much to do in the game. Like, I'm already like 40 some hours into it, and like I'm getting towards the end, but I'm still like, there's a lot I haven't done in terms of just side stuff, mm-hmm. you know. Like, there's a lot I just haven't picked up that I need to. So, you know,
Did you get a
there's a.
Hippogriffin yet?
Yeah, I've had that. I have a Hippogriff. I have two of them, and I've also got a Thestral. And yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff. I even got some unicorns and a phoenix now too. So.
Question. Do they have Quidditch in the game?
Quidditch is mentioned, but it's actually shut down because of the headmaster. So no, you don't get to play.
Do you think that'll be DLC in the future?
It'd be interesting to see if they actually did that as a DLC in the future, you know? So it'd be interesting to see what they do for DLC. There's a lot they can do. I know, like right now on PlayStation, they've got the where you can own a shop in Hogsmeade, you know. You can own your own shop. Hopefully they bring that to PC because that's what I'm playing Hogwarts on PC currently. But you know, just with what options are in there in terms of story mode and all, we're kind of hoping maybe DLC or maybe possibly Legacy 2. You know, I don't know. But right now, I'm having a blast, and it's so much fun. I think I actually got Hey, It's Abs and Gravity on
There you go.
it
There you
too.
go. Yeah, I mean, again, I was interested when I first saw it, and I was like, oh man, I can't wait. Like, it looks like it's multiplayer. Then it turns out that's not. And I was like, all right, I don't care anymore. Then I started seeing a little bit more, and I was like, huh, this might be more up my alley than I thought. Like, I might go ahead and try to do a little bit of this.
Solo gameplay wise, you people I can understand, like especially with some concerns that people have had in the past with prior Hogwarts games and all, they blew this one out of the water in my opinion. So good. And
That's awesome.
I'm having so much fun just exploration wise, you know, roaming around, flying around on your broom or on your beasts and all, you know, and like I think I still got like one more section to go, I think, you know,
So
towards
we
it.
haven't done this in a while. If you had to put it on a 10-point scale, if you had to rate it right now, what would you rate it?
Oh, I definitely give it a 9. A
Okay.
9 out of 10. Yeah, like there are some stuff in there that I've come across and found that's like, you know, it's like either like a little off or like some glitches here and there, but it's not enough to make me go, don't get this game. Some of them I actually laughed at, to be completely honest. I'm like, all right, what happened here? You know, but it's a fantastic game. If I was really stretching it, I'd say 9.5. You know, but I'm gonna go with a solid 9.
Awesome. I think, and this will be my last comment on this, and I want to hear from you there, Nine Ball, as far as what you've been doing lately. I think it'll be a very creative and unique way if they decided to have the DLC introduce Quidditch, but that's also their way of introducing multiplayer. Like, Quidditch is a multiplayer game that you play against other people online and stuff like that. I think that'd be very clever if they did something along the lines like that.
I would definitely like to see Quidditch come back, you know, because like I mean the mechanics for flying really aren't that bad though. They do need a little bit of work, and I'd be curious to see what upgrades they do to it to add that in, you know, add the game of Quidditch in, because they did make a Hogwarts Quidditch game for the GameCube like a
Yeah.
good while back, you know, so that was a game. So it'd be interesting to see what mechanics if they did do it brought in and all. But I would like to see possibly the addition somehow of multiplayer capability, like increasing the game difficulty or adding stuff in, adding multiplayer aspects into the game. I think that would be fun, you know, but I am curious to see how they do, especially with all these story missions and all, because it kind of does give me a feel of like Mass Effect with a lot of the story progression and flow and all. So, just without the though, without like too much of the choice space, like, you know, I feel
The
like
different
there's.
outcomes, like the different branching
I
paths.
feel like the different outcomes is kind of limited, but I think it's because they're trying to deliver a very good game, which I feel like they've done, you know. Now, can they definitely evolve on it? For sure, but fantastic. But
Awesome.
yeah, interesting to see if they could do Quidditch or some other DLC. We'll see. We'll see.
We shall certainly see. Nine Ball, how have you
Yeah.
been, man? What's been going on with you? How's life been in the corner pocket?
I'm okay. Just haven't been doing too much. Like I said, I celebrated my mom's birthday over the weekend. Outside of that, we've been playing a lot of Grounded and just catching up on shows. I finished just yesterday, just kind of finished watching The Last of Us and caught up on that.
Heard that. Okay. How are you liking The
But
Last of Us?
I'm liking it.
If you had to put it on a 10-point scale for that one too, where it's at currently right now, what would you put it at?
I was thinking about an 8 right now.
Okay. It's not bad. Would you have preferred? No, did you not. Did you play? Did you play and beat the games?
No, I did not play and beat the games.
Gotcha.
I thought about doing that before I watched it. And I was like, let's not do that. Let's go into this one kind of blind here, and see how this game, how this pans out. I feel like it's the video game because of this. The video game market has been getting a boom.
Yeah, it has been.
With the releases, with like I said earlier, like I brought up several times before, with ones like Arcane or Cyberpunk Edge Runner, it's been making video games better and better and making it more accessible. And now with The Last of Us is showing that basically we can do this, because I don't know if anybody remembers, the first set of video game-based movies and TV shows,
not that great,
generally sucked.
Well,
they were bad.
I still say that you should, that anyone coming new into the genre and watching it, you need to torture yourselves to go back and watch it, or else you're not a true video game movie connoisseur at all.
Yeah, go watch the original. Yeah, for reference, go watch the original Mario Brothers, and I can tell you already, the one about to come out, it'll be a masterpiece.
Especially compared to that one.
Especially since that one was a live action, this is like 3D animation CGI. And doing much, CGI doing better. But even like, you know, the old Mortal Kombat stuff and all was just like, okay, you know. And then let's, you know, what was it? The which one was it that they did? Was it the DBZ one that they did?
Don't bring up
Evolution. Dragon Ball Evolution. But there's a difference between video game that are movies and then animes that become movies or live action, I should say. There's a huge difference there. And they just haven't quite nailed it. They just haven't quite nailed it with that. Apparently, there's only been one video anime movie or anime adaptation that's been successful, and that was the Alita, whatever, the Battle
Angel.
Battle Angel. But that also. But the thing is, they, you know, most people are like, "Well, that's not true live action because Alita was a CGI." I'm like, they knew that they had to do that though. Like, you could not do it any other way, in my opinion. And I think they did it really well.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Mm-mm. I'm just ranting.
For me, actually, I want to say to the first half. I don't know if anybody said it, Ghost in the Shell.
I haven't seen that. I don't feel you're about to bring that up, but I haven't seen that though yet.
No, I've seen it, and I understand the
criticism.
Trying to figure out the criticism. Sorry, yeah, for the word. I understand the criticisms to it, but like, even still looking at it as a movie, like, I still enjoyed it very well. Like, it was very well done, you know. Not saying that I don't love Scarlett Johansson at all, you know. It was a really well done movie. Like, I really enjoyed it. And, like, they did keep to a lot of the original story. They did have to change some things around, which I did enjoy. And I feel like they kept to at least a good portion of the original anime movie without actually taking it and completely just copying and pasting it, you know. So I feel like they did a good job with that. You know, I do, like I said, I understand the criticisms in there with a lot of the concepts and everything, you know, and the changes that they made. And I understand, like, you know, people being against it. I get it, but I still say it was very well done comparatively.
I'm going to say just two things real quick, and then we have to get started on our stories.
Yeah, you're good.
What do you mean we haven't already been doing that?
For me, the original, I thought Ghost in the Shell was done really well. My problem was basically it was two halves. I liked the first half way better than the second half. God, I forgot what the second thing I was going to say was. But the thing about the liberties, you see it also even in The Last of Us. There's certain parts where they took liberties, which I think is actually a good step in the right direction. You don't want to copy, go word for word. Like somebody was bringing out, I watched a lot of some movie critics, and they were talking about The Lion King when they went from the cartoon to the movie, and they said certain things on cartoons translate different because of the colors, how you can animate things, and it looks totally different in comparison to, let's say, a live action movie. Like if they released a live action Demon Slayer, for example, I would not expect them to do everything from the anime to the movie because everything wouldn't translate well from live action to from anime to live action.
I agree. Especially if you're talking about like just yeah, that's a perfect example. Demon Slayer alone, you have the main character, whenever he swings, it does the water breathing style. That art style is so picturesque that that's going to be really hard to capture in a live action setting. I mean, it's very creative. It's very Hinokami, is that what it's called? Those like types of earrings and stuff like that. That's on, I can't remember what they're called, but Tanjiro, like in general, like it's, it has, whenever they do those fire breathing, electric breathing, or thunder breathing is what they call it, or water breathing, all that good stuff. It's very old school Japanese art that's following their actual attack pattern. And that'd be really hard to nail inside of a live action film. So, but yeah, no, yeah, that's awesome. I still have yet to actually try out HBO Max for my Last of Us. I am eventually going to get to that. I just gotta make sure I have time to get to it, because as far as my normal 9-to-5 job, I was off all last week, staycationing for a couple things. One, it was my anniversary. So,
happy anniversary.
Thank you. 10 years.
He's still alive and whole, people. He's doing good.
So I was taking that entire week off, relaxing. You know, I mean, like, the holiday season for like Christmas, New Year's, all that stuff had dwindled down. Let me go ahead and recoup and get back to it. I was going to utilize a lot of that time and dedicate it to video games. To beat Mass Effect and get started on other stuff, maybe even start up One Piece. I did none of that. I was so busy with just other projects that we have going on. And then dancing, like my kids had competition last weekend. So I was over there almost the entire time. I was in Cincinnati for four of those days and stuff like that, working on some projects, everything like that. Then it was just, I think I only had out of like the 10 days I was not working at my current employment, I think there's only 2 days where it was like a free day, and both of those days still wasn't like a full free day for me. So I didn't really have a vacation. I was just working in another field. That's all it really was.
You hear this, kids? This is what it means to be an adult. That's what it means to be a real adult.
Exactly. But I will say this. There is a game that at the competition, the studio owner, her son, likes playing video games too as well, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a game that I always talk down on, and I never ever really give it a shot because it's not for my age group. It's just not. But he wanted to play with me, and he convinced me. I was like, all right, you know what? I'll go ahead and download it. That game is said to be Roblox.
My God, I've been playing. That's something else I've been playing hours of with the kids.
Yeah,
we've been playing hours of Roblox game. Like, we play, what was that, Doors, Mimic, some gas station game. Oh, sorry.
Well, you're good. I was going to say, but here's the thing. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. So here I am. Like, I get in there, and I looked all deformed. I look like a Minecraft character. And I'm not sure. Like, I'm in his world, and the way that his world was set up is that I see some of these cardboard boxes, like cutouts of people. I'm like, who is this? And then, like, I started looking a little closer. I was just like, are these Family Guy characters? And sure enough, that's what it was. It was Family Guy characters. And so he's trying to explain to me how to do it, and I'm doing it. And he's just saying, yeah, you got to get all this money. Honestly, at the end of the day, I still don't know what the money was for. he just said, you got to get all this, you got to collect all this money. So I was like, all right, cool. I went inside the grocery store across the street, which, by the way, I got hit by the car several times. It was very much like GTA. I was like, how is this appropriate for kids? But I digress. I ended up going inside the store, picked up a hamburger that was off the shelf, and I tried to go check out with the store clerk, and I was just like, okay, did I buy it? No one was paying attention to me because they were doing their own thing. So I started walking out the store, and all of a sudden there's an animation where I stopped and I couldn't move. I was like, what's going on here? And all of a sudden you just hear, I don't know what the Family Guy's son's name is, because you got Peter and then you have Stewie and all Chris. That. But it's not Stewie, it's the other one with the blonde long hair.
That's Chris, I think.
Chris, right? Yeah, that's it. So Chris, you just hear him, boom! I was like, wait, what? It just shot me. He literally just shot me, and I was like, what is going on here? And I lost all the money and stuff like that. And that's when the studio owner's son was just like, you got to show him the burger and then you pay for it. I was like, no one told me that. I just got shot because I was accidentally shoplifting. So anyway, so I went ahead. I did it again. I showed him the burger. I paid for it. And I was walking out and he still shot me. Like, and I was just like, did I not buy, like, what's going on here? Am I like, after I show for it and pay for it, is that me like eating it? And then now what's in my possession is now a new burger or something like that. So it's just a whole nother thing. So, needless to say, my studio owner's son ended up getting like $50,000 in like 15 minutes. I got six. All right. After all that is said and done. So Roblox is definitely not for me, but I'm glad I got to experience it for the first time, period. It was entirely different than I ever thought it was going to be. I still, again, still know what the purpose of it was. I don't know if, I didn't know that there was different game modes in Roblox from what Nineball was just saying just now. But it was definitely one of those ones where I was just like, okay, I can see why, well, I can't say I understand why kids like it. I don't. But I mean, again, like he was having a good time. He brought me into his world. There's another one of us. One of the other instructors was in his world too as well. I was laughing hysterically. And again, even though I didn't have any objective in the game, they had a good time just being able to game together. And I was like, all right, awesome. So good stuff there. Aside from that, I think I played like maybe a little bit of FIFA, and then I got to experience the three, playing a traditional Madden match, but instead of it being me against another random person online, I was able to bring in two of my friends. And because I found out how to do that after searching it, shout out to my boy Lance that kind of like peeped some of that too as well. We were able to figure out how to get other people to join my actual football team, and I could go against another group that has three people on their side. And man, that was so much fun. So like whenever I did get to game, it was stuff like that, which was really fun. It's just that majority of my time this weekend was getting caught up on anime and just being super, super, super busy. Quick little anime shout outs I definitely want to throw out there for you guys before we start going inside the story. We only have two major stories and then we got two fun ones. So nothing like too crazy today. But we will be ending at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time due to obligations after the stream. But Toma-chan is a girl. That's a pretty good one. It's the premise of that one, a real quick one. It's a slice of lifestyle. This girl, she is a tomboy, and her best friend is this guy that they've always been like roughhousing and stuff, doing karate, all that good stuff.
I know this one.
Yeah, and in high school, like, she kind of have realized at that point in high school that she had feelings for him. And so now when she's confessing to him, he's just looking at her as one of the guys. And so he doesn't look at her as a girl. So it's just very interesting of how they're doing it. Comes out every Wednesday. And what I like about it is that it seems to be English dub primarily. So it will come out, say, like, Japanese sub and English dub both drop immediately. But then there's been like last week or the week after that, or a week before that, I remember that I went to the thing. It had the updated like episode like 5 or 6 or whatever it is for dub, but they didn't have it updated for sub. So it's showing me that it's airing here first, which is kind of different. So definitely, and that's good for me because I don't have to sit around and like read or anything like that. I could just listen to it up front, which I wish more animes would do that. At least again for me, just for convenience. But there's that I've been getting into. Tokyo Revengers, which is season 2, is fantastic, man. It just keeps going and going. It's just like, it literally is the one of the better butterfly effect stories I've heard in a very long time. I'm getting Blue Lock is really good. I've been watching My Hero Academia, getting fully caught up on that. That's been really good. So there's just a lot, laundry list of stuff that I have been watching. And also, what was it? Records of Ragnarok. Finished that season 2. I finished that on Netflix, and all that good stuff. So yeah, so we'll see what more has to offer as the weeks go on. But yeah, just a whole lot of busyness for me previously in the past week. And before we jump inside the stories, I want to give you guys a little update about the Fantasy Gaming League, because on one of the things that's happening right now, there's been a couple of league changes, and I wanted to kind of talk about what's been on our radar so far. So, Zaka Corp right now, for anyone that does not know, Fantasy Gaming League, very similar to Fantasy Football. It literally is, instead of being against one person on a weekly basis, you're against everyone all together at the same time throughout the entire year. So it's on an annual basis. And it's on a 100-point threshold, 100-point scale, which 70 points is being the threshold. It's the gatekeeper. Anything below 70 points that reviews that and scores that on like Metacritic, OpenCritic loses you points. Anything above 70 points gains you points. And then there's also a thing out there called Counterpicks. If you choose a game that's on another person's list, primarily your enemies, and if it does not, like if you choose that game and it does not come out, they cannot drop that game to try to get another game. If it comes out and does poorly, then they lose the points just like they normally would, but you would have gained those points that they would have lost. And then vice versa, if it comes out and does great, does fantastic, then they get the points like they normally would, but you would actually lose those points. So the list goes on like this, because we still have some. I still see a couple people that still need to pick up some games out there. So I'll just throw this out there in the wild. Zaka Corp has quite a few games on their list. They have Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. All of these are pending, by the way. Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Redfall, Wolf Among Us 2, The Plucky Squire, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2, System Shock, Tekken 8, and he has an open spot. He has a counter pick of Sons of the Forest. ALWZ Gaming, aka Malachi 36, has Final Fantasy 16, Street Fighter 6, Hades, Forza Motorsport, Xbox Series X, Horizon, Call of the Mountain, Oxenfree 2, Lost Signals, Eater Knights, Stellar Blade, Pal Word, Remnant 2, and Black Myth Wukong. That's my counter pick on that one, which is confirmed not coming out this year. Illuminatus Living has Resident Evil 4 Remake, Hollow Knight Silksong, Octopath Traveler 2, Like a Dragon Ishin, Sea of Stars. He has 5 open spots still, and he has a counterpick of The Wolf Among Us 2. And those are all the games that have, like, pending, or those are all the people that have pending stuff for their counterpicks and their actual games. Here's the actual people that have scores right now. In first place is Dr. Q, who has Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Dead Space Remake, which got him 19 points and scored an 89 on Metacritic, Alan Wake 2, Dead Island 2, Bayonetta Origins, Cereza and the Lost Demon. He has 5 open spots still that he can counterpick, and he has 4 spoken as a counter, or 5 open spots for games that he has to pick up, and he has a counterpick of Forspoken, which got him 2 points. So he's at 21 points right now for Dr. Q. In second place is Titan Brain Go Punch, who has Fire Emblem Engage, got him 12 points, got 82 on Metacritic. Liza P, which is pending, Armor Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, Pikmin 4, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Theater Rhythm, Final Bar Line, which is pending at 88 right now. So it looks like he's about to get 18 points. Metro Prime 4, pending.
It's just not coming out.
Dragon Age Dreadwolf. He has 2 open spots, and he has a counterpick of Bayonetta Origins, Cereza, and The Lost Demon. Currently sitting, like I said, second place with 12 points. In third place is Carrot Patch Inc., who has Hogwarts Legacy, all that updated.
Oh, yep. No.
Okay, so he has Hogwarts Legacy, got 14 points, 84 on Metacritic. Marvel Spider-Man 2 pending, Wild Hearts pending, Company of Heroes 3 pending, Sons of the Forest pending. He has 5 open spots still, and has a counterpick of One Piece Odyssey, which got him negative 5 because it got a 75 on Metacritic. In fourth place is Moga Mikohau Great Again, aka our 2022 winner. He has Diablo 4, Starfield, Assassin's Creed Mirage, those are all pending, One Piece Odyssey, which, like I said, got 75 on Metacritic, 5 points. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. He has 5 open spots still, and he has a counterpick of Skull and Bones.
Oh, I would have took that if he hadn't got that counterpick.
And then in last place is Gravitron right now, who has Star Wars Jedi Survivor pending, Forspoken, negative 2 points, Atomic Heart pending, Black Myth Wukong, which is not coming out this year, Skull and Bones pending, 5 open spots, and he has a counter pick of Final Fantasy Rebirth. So those are all that's out right now. And so far, it's trending that LSB Live is right now. Well, the actual points right now is Shaolin Keys is in first place. But the projection is still showing that LSB Live is going to be winning this first place. So we're going to see what that's
all about. Wait and see. We're going to wait and see.
Wait and see. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get on over to the story proper, which is story number one, potential state of play incoming. Steve Watts from GameSpot says this in the article. PlayStation may have its own State of Play event coming soon, followed by a bigger PlayStation Showcase event sometime before June, according to Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb. On his daily news show, Game Mess Mornings, Grubb said that while plans could shift, he's expected to see a State of Play within the next month. Quote, a State of Play should be happening in the next few weeks to a month, Grubb said. In that range, next few weeks to a month, we should see a State of Play. At least that's the current plan right now. These things have shifted before. Grubb went on to state that it's just not just a state of play in the works, as PlayStation Showcase is also said to be on the way sometime before E3. He clarified that by E3, he simply means the general time frames of when E3 takes place, which is in June. PlayStation Showcase's events are bigger, comparable to the showcase events held in the fall of 2020 and 2021. He also said Sony had planned to do a PlayStation Showcase last year, but developers couldn't get their assets up in a way that was satisfactory to justify a showcase, so they ended up doing a State of Play instead. He did note again that it's possible plans will shift. He expects showcases will help fill out Sony's upcoming release calendar. Right now, we know very little about Sony's upcoming release calendar, though we do know some games that don't yet have release dates, like a sequel to Insomniac Spider-Man. Sony's State of Play events occur semi-regularly, giving PlayStation fans updates on upcoming games. More companies have been embracing this kind of direct messaging at the same time, fewer have been taking part in big annualized events like E3. Sony and Nintendo have stepped back from direct involvement in E3 in recent years, and Microsoft has held its own event adjacent to E3 at the Microsoft Theater. This year, E3 will be run by ReedPop rather than ESA itself, but none of these three platform holders have announced their plans. End quote, end story. So I wanted to ask you guys real quick. One, do we believe that we're getting a state of play in the next couple weeks? Then two, do you believe we're getting the showcase shortly after that? And then three, if you guys are believing that that's all happening here relatively soon, when do you think we will actually see it? Do you think we'll see it before June, after June? What are your thoughts? I'm going to start with you, Nineball.
Well, first question is, we're going to get one here shortly. With the other two already launching this state of play, Nintendo's going to have to. I mean, not Nintendo, I call it Nintendo. PlayStation's going to have to. They're going to have to go ahead and launch theirs, because to be honest, for them not to have one after those two is kind of dumb. As for the other one, I can see them launching it before the state, before June. Because when is the E3?
It's usually that second or third week of June. Actually, I think it's that third week of June. So, the 11th through the 17th is usually when it is, during that week time period.
Okay, yep. Okay, E3. June 13th through 16th. Wait a minute. Be a part of it. Okay, exclusive. Yeah, it looks like it's around there. But, normally it is around the middle of June, so they probably do it about April, May. This one should be coming up probably, actually, for the first one. Maybe a direct or something, probably the next couple of weeks or something. Or maybe they don't have nothing to show.
Well, for a state of play?
I'm still trying to figure out as to why they never launched theirs. Like, Xbox and Xbox and Nintendo already did theirs. They did one for Xbox where they launched, like, showed five upcoming games.
The one for Xbox wasn't really like an Xbox-level showcase. It showed some games, yeah, but it was more of like a... It was just kind of like a, honestly, almost like a throwaway. It really wasn't anything too crazy.
To be honest, it don't need to. Well, shoot, sorry. But
yeah, you're good.
Xbox, it doesn't need to. Somebody was talking. I was listening to somebody talk about that. I think it was IGN, and they're talking about Starfield needs to be big because, to be honest, Xbox needs big titles coming out this year.
Hmm.
So this is why they went in depth talking about, you know, like, for example, they talked about Redfall and went into detail about Redfall and the new Elder Scrolls expansion, which looks really good. So I'll probably be playing that one back, turning that back on here shortly. But they don't really need they need new IPs this year. Like, a reason why I have not really said much about Xbox for a while is because I knew they had bought a couple of new companies, but I was just waiting for them to kind of settle in. At this point, they should be settled in. And they should be showing something coming out this year that's going to shake the market, new IPs. I know Sony is pretty well established with their IPs, but I feel like with the other two showing out theirs already, I feel like Sony should be coming up here shortly. I would probably expect... Well, I ain't going to say this month. I was going to think maybe sometime March.
Okay. So what do you think, like the second week of March, you would say?
Maybe. I'm thinking maybe, yeah, maybe around there. Because they need, with the other two showing off there, PlayStation shouldn't be too far behind. I keep hearing the same rumors. Let me see if there's any rumors. But, yeah, they should be coming up. As for their, what was the other one?
What do you want / expect to see there?
Probably one of them will probably be the new Last of Us game. Maybe some new IPs coming out for PlayStation. I know they have another God of... Well, no, they wouldn't be showing off the new God of War.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, it's way too early. Final Fantasy VII.
Rebirth? For their big one. That one?
For their big one, as they'll probably have before the E3, they'll probably show the, you know, the, what was the name of the Final Fantasy? Rebirth?
Yeah, Rebirth.
Rebirth,
Reborn,
yeah.
Remastered.
Revengeance.
My
revitalized.
My thing is, well, actually, raised. No, I'll let. There you go. Yeah, you know, re-raise. I do want to say my piece about that because you actually tackled on something there that I wanted to kind of highlight their nine ball. But before I do, Mildewy, what are your thoughts about all of this? Do you think we're going to get a state of play soon? Do you think that's going to be later? Do you think we're going to get a showcase sooner than that? And then also, what do you expect or want to see at a PlayStation showcase / state of play?
I feel like we are doing one, you know, because Ninebolt kind of said, you know, Xbox has already done something. Nintendo just did theirs, so Sony's is probably going to be coming here soon. Now, whether it's a state of play, I'm not 100% sure. I could probably see them doing a state of play and then doing a showcase like midsummer, like when you really got something, because we've kind of been seeing a trend where a lot of games are being pushed back a lot. So there's really no set on... like times anymore. Like, I feel like times are very subjective now, depending upon the games and finishing the games the game created. So right now, because like, even when, like, you know, we're talking about our fantasy listing, like a lot of us are missing games, like, because if you look at our listing, like the ones we were picked right off are the ones that have a surefire set date. Like, so a lot of those AAA titles, a lot of games on there I've been seeing are like marked Q1, Q2, Q3 of 2023. There's no date. There's no month. And some of them are just marked 2023. You know, so a lot of it's, like, very risky, you know, now
maybe.
With that. Because,
maybe not.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't, you know. Would you take a gamble on the game, you know? So I feel like because of that, I probably would say state of play. and announce stuff that's up and coming or projects that are being worked on, they're getting into, say, middle to final stages. You may not have an actual release date and all, but they could be coming quarter four, quarter three, quarter two of 2023, or maybe stuff that just got started that they're really excited to announce, going. So I'm not really expecting a lot, but I would like to see some stuff. Like, because pretty much, as we said, State of Plays and these Nintendo Directional are showcasing what the company is working on. So it's kind of a way of also for them to kind of help their stock investors and also keep gamers active and alive in their coming. Look forward to it, So yes, I think we're gonna get one. As to when it's gonna be, don't know. I would hopefully say sometime soon, probably maybe end of February, beginning of March, possibly. And then, as to what's gonna be in there, I'm just hoping it's good stuff, good news.
I know. I think that I even go a little spicy. I think we're going to get one. Right now we're on the 14th. I think we're going to get one, not the 16th, not the 23rd, but I think March 2nd is when we're getting our State of Play.
Ooh.
I'm
He's
calling it.
going mild. He's going mild spicy. When he said he's going spicy, I thought he was going to say the 23rd.
That is two weeks from now.
Ooh, sounds like somebody's got a spy in Sony. Who is this person?
You got some insider information, doing a little
So,
trading. Yeah, that's
but
why he was busy on his vacation. He was busy getting some connections, if you know what I'm talking about.
Got
but
solid snake in
here's
there.
here's here's
Getting
here's what I think is going to happen. I think that that's going to
the
be the date for
scoops and
that.
all that.
I think that's going to be the date for that. Lock it in. And I think that we're going to get a PlayStation showcase on June 8th. I'm locking that into. That is a week before E3 time period and Summer Game Fest and all that stuff.
It's going
You know
extra.
of one game that might show up?
What's that?
I don't know. No, I'm asking you
Oh,
for your gaming.
so here's all right. So for the state of play, I think we're going to see more Eater Nights.
I keep forgetting about that game.
Yeah, because that was the game that the person was heavily inspired by Persona, and he quit his job and started a game, and it looks fantastic. So I think we're going to see more Eater Nights, maybe a little bit more Stellar Blade, because right now, like for And then Remnant of the Ashes, I think we'll Remnant 2, I think we'll see that. So I think we'll get release dates for Remnant of the Ashes, Eater Knights, and Stellar Blade, and we'll see all of them at the State of Play. That's what I think. And then for the PlayStation Showcase, as much as I would like to see Final Fantasy VII Rebirth there, I don't think we're gonna see it there. I think we're gonna see that at a later showcase if they decide to do like a fall showcase. I think we would see it there with a confirmed release date as it gets a little bit closer. But I do think though that we will get a Wolverine trailer,
Okay.
like a official Wolverine trailer. I think we'll get a Spider-Man 2 release date, because we already got the release window, which was supposed to be this year. So I think we'll get a release date with some gameplay. But for Wolverine, I think we can actually see what an Insomniac Wolverine game will look like. So that'll be cool. I also do think that. I don't think Power World will be at this place.
Now, Power World is not like wouldn't be on Sony. Power World is mainly kind of with PC a lot, mainly because that's from the makers of Craftopia, so it's mainly a PC Steam based. Still gonna be a fantastic game, and it's gonna be mind blowing when it comes out. Like, you're gonna lose me for sure, me and Gravity. I know you took it for the fantasy league.
But I mean, again, I wasn't saying Power World as it being like a PlayStation exclusive, just more of like a this might be a console debut scenario, because right now we only know it for PC. That's it. But if it did to go ahead and be like, hey, we see what you guys are promoting here, we want to bring it on over to Xbox, we want to bring the PlayStation. I can see PlayStation be like, hey, you can bring the PlayStation. We'll pay X amount of marketing bucks so that way you can promote it here coming to console as well.
Be interesting to see if they did that, because Craftopia, like I said, has been out for a long time, but it's I think mainly though it's running on PC just because of, I want to say mod communities, and also just because of what's on there. And I feel like Power World, because of its likeness to a certain pocket monster game that are currently out, I don't know if they would go that way per se, but if it's out, stays out, and does good and all, then possibly they would. They would definitely probably want a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
It really depends on whether they want to go, because I remember watching the whole video about what was that? No Man's Sky, because PlayStation was going to initially get it and they chose not to go with it because they wanted to go with have all their options open. So that may be a developer choice as well.
Definitely.
Sometimes they don't like to be locked into a certain console or something.
Yeah. Well, and again, like I said, this wouldn't be locking them to a console. They'd still be multi-platform, assuming if they decided to go to console as well. I'm just saying, as far as a marketing push, that could be, because that's exactly what had happened with Hogwarts Legacy. That's not just on PlayStation. I mean,
Yeah, I know.
that's everywhere, but it is. But it had that marketing push through PlayStation State of Play and Showcase and all that stuff.
Yeah, they did do the as I stated, they did the special DLC, which is where you get your own shop in Hogsmeade once you complete it. Now, the thing though, people are like, well, that's for PlayStation. Like, I'm hoping that they'll transmigrate that over eventually to PC later on. It might be a probably a year or so pending, if at all. But one thing I do like though, that P they gave to PC people though, is we got the game 3 days earlier. So when y'all
We were
waiting
on
for it to
Steam.
drop on the 10th, waiting to get shop and all, I was already up there, and already could cast Wingardium Leviosa. Coming in the 5th year, I've been going in. I'm a 60.
You
But no,
go.
yeah, they did some good stuff with that one. So, but yeah, it's would be interesting to see though. Like I said, I'm not against it. I would like to see it, and if they do, it still keep the crossplay capabilities of it, because I believe it does have the crossplay aspects. Because I know Craft World, Craftopia does so. The crossplay capability of bringing people in and going around Power World, that would be amazing. And being able to do that with people on Xbox or PlayStation would be fantastic too, you
Yeah,
know.
and also since both Xbox and PlayStation are doing the Discord chats, like that'll just make it so much easier too as well. No one has to have their phone out or anything like that. We can just all be in the same chat on different consoles and platforms, which will be really cool. Store. So yeah, so we'll have to be on the lookout for that, and we'll see if my predictions are right. Like I said, I went ahead and threw some actual dates out there. So the 2nd of March is when I think that the state of play will happen, and then June 8th is when I think the PlayStation Showcase will happen. So be on the lookout for that. Mark my words, you guys heard it here first. And Eater Knights and Celeblade and what was the last game I said it was going to be? Eater Knights, Celeblade, and Remnant 2, Remnant from the Ashes 2. I think that we're going to see all of those at the state of play as well.
I would like to see some information on Mass Effect 4, but we'll
Yeah,
see.
I think we there's a chance we might get Dragon Age Dreadwolf. I think we'll get that at this PlayStation Showcase, and I also think that we would get so Dreadwolf, and then there's another one, Exo Primal. I think we'll see Exo Primal probably at the State of Play as well, because I think that's coming out this year too. And then we also have to get some updates about Pragmata.
Real quick,
Yeah.
the E3, who's appearing there?
So far, nobody.
Well, none of the major platforms are.
Yeah.
So
PlayStation and
Sony,
Xbox, none of them
Xbox,
are. Yeah.
Nintendo. Yeah, but I know it's gonna be probably PC. Is EA gonna be there?
Probably.
They probably have put the Mass Effect and all that maybe on that.
That is very possible, but it also could be one of those things where it's there, but it shows up at PlayStation first, or even if Xbox has their thing going on. I don't think it will show up at Xbox anymore, to be honest with you. I think that Xbox is going to focus on the studios that they currently have, the like kind of showing off the Bethesda showcase and then pushing games that's coming to Game Pass. I don't think that a AAA like Dreadwolf will actually be at a Xbox showcase now. Before I would have thought so, but now I really don't think so anymore. So, but yeah, but it could be one of those things where it
Here we
showcases
go.
first at PlayStation and then it shows that same exact trailer at E3 and then that same exact trailer at Summer Game Fest. So, I don't know, we'll have to kind of see. So, story number two, we're going to kind of quickly go through this one because we've got like 9 minutes. Wild Hearts out early. Cameron Koch from GameSpot says this in the article. Wild Hearts doesn't technically release until February 17th, so 3 days from now. But those with EA Play or Game Pass Ultimate can take the game's opening hours for a spin right now, thanks to the early access trial. The trial lasts for 10 hours or up until player reaches the city gates of Minato. For those eager to dive in, EA Play is $5 for a 1 month subscription and or $30 for the year. Game Pass Ultimate members get the benefits of EA Play backed into their subscription, which costs $15 a month, but includes access to a library of titles across consoles and PC, including numerous games included as part of the EA Play. Wild Hearts looks to be developer Koei Tecmo and publisher EA's take on Capcom's wildly popular Monster Hunter series. Players can team up with the game is cross-play across consoles and PC and take down massive magical beasts known as Kimono with a variety of fantasy weaponry. All while the players will employ to use the Karakuri, ancient technology that allows players to build tools to aid in battle. Impressions of the game's early trials seem to be positive on the gameplay front, but a look at the Wild Hearts subreddit shows a long list of performance-related complaints. An official response from Koei Tecmo's Omega Force team states it is working to improve the performance and optimization, specifically on PC. A patch is slated to arrive next week that should address the CPU bottleneck problems, the team says it's discovered, which should improve the performance across mid to high-end CPUs. End quote, end story. We already know about this one for Mildew Carry, but I have to ask again, how stoked are you for this game?
I'm excited. I mean, even with the potential problems that they're mentioning, yeah, it sounds like it's mainly on. Looks like sounds like PC versions are going to be the biggest hits with it, but I'm stoked just because like it just reminds me so much of Monster Hunter, and I love Monster Hunter series. So it looks like some actually, to be honest, like you took Monster Hunter World and mixed it with Tokaiden,
Yeah.
the old Tokaiden game, and just it looks fantastic. I can't wait to get in and play it. So I'm definitely going to be getting it when it drops on the 17th for us. Regardless of it, hopefully people don't rage too much about it. Like, all things are going to have problems, and as long as the companies say they'll fix them, that's the biggest thing you got to look for, guys. Because I those people are like, oh, you should have made it perfect. I challenge you then to go into your life, make a game, and make it completely perfect. Because I can guarantee you it is not easy from someone who's tried to learn it and just, yeah, no.
Yeah, I think I'm actually very excited about this because I did get hip to the Tokaiden games as well. But they played some Monster Hunter Beat World not too long ago with y'all. And still have to get through the DLC on that one, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, but this game does look fun and I do want to try it out. I'm curious to see. It looks like it was three players as opposed to four, or did they say four in here? I can't remember if they said that or not. But
I
yeah.
didn't remember hearing that, but I feel like I've seen some games kind of go with three versus
Yeah.
four sometimes, so we'll have to see.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll definitely check on that. Like again, the beauty about it is that it is going. The trial's on Game Pass. So, and I think it's on Game Pass because of the EA Play. So that allows me to have access to it. Like it's actually on my Xbox right now. So there's a chance that depending on after the stream, if I have enough time, I might go ahead and dabble in it a little bit. I do hope that it kind of carries over your progression. So if I do like start getting far in it, then I hope that that will carry on over to when I actually do get the game, because I would get it for Xbox, especially if it's going to be included on Game Pass. But if it's not, then I have to consider if I want to do the whole haptic feedback on the PS5 or if I want to get it on my Xbox. And since I have more space on my Xbox than I do on my PS5 currently, Nineball, what are your thoughts about all this? Are you excited about this game at all?
Somewhat. It makes me a bit worrying when I'm hearing problems. I understand that all games have problems, but what I'm worried about is the amount of problems and how much is Wild Hearts?
It's gonna be a $70 title.
It's on $70 on the main on
And
PlayStation. Let me see here. It looks like it's 70 also on PC on Steam. The only thing they mentioned was the bottleneck thing. What were the other complaints? They didn't mention the story.
They just said it was on the Reddit page. You had to go there to see what their complaints were.
Yeah, that's what I'm more worried about, because this is becoming more and more of an issue. I understand that games launch with problems. I don't mind that. Every game's going to have an issue, no matter what game it is. Every game, every now and again, has an issue. That's not a problem. The problem is repeated issues. If I keep hearing more and more issues, I get kind of worried. But since it is out on Xbox, I can download it to PC and give it a run and see how it plays.
Yeah.
So it helps. I mean, it's one of the good things about having Game Pass. And some of these games, it does help alleviate some of the things of me going, oh, man, I got to drop $70 for this. And you find out it barely runs. And then you're like, oh.
Now I gotta wait for them to get to fixing this, if they even get around to fixing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Going ahead.
And for those that's curious too as well, like, yes, they have mentioned inside the article, $15 a month for Game Pass Ultimate. If you sign up, I know that Xbox has kind of been, not kind of been, they have been pushing Xbox Game Pass, obviously. Even if you had Xbox Game Pass at one point and don't have it anymore, you should still be able to get that free, like, month, not free month, but that $1 trial that you should be able to stack up on. So if you are listening to this and you want to try it out, then just give it a shot. See if they'll be getting get that dollar for the month for Game Pass, and if so, Ultimate that is. And if so, then you should be able to download it on your PC or Xbox and see and have access to it early. Play it that way. A couple fun ones on here. The first one, I'm not going to go into detail on it, but if you guys want to read more about it, go to Engadget. Richard Lai says this inside his article. It's about a Squid Games. It's a Squid Game VR style game. So I think that's really cool. And then the last one we have here is some games that's coming out this year. Now go ahead. I was going to go ahead and ask us like how excited we are for both, but I'm just going to kind of quickly go for the first three.
Not got it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go from February, because there's some games that already came out in, well, I'll go from January. So January, and I'm going to end at April, and then we'll go from there. So on here we have, in January, which was the 13th, we had One Piece Odyssey. 19th was A Space for the Unbound. 19th as well, Colossal Cave. Persona 4 Golden, Persona 3 Portable. Those all were on the 19th, and those came to different platforms. Fire Emblem Engage was on the 20th. Forspoken was on PS5 PC on the 24th. Also on the 24th is NBA All World, which is a mobile game. And then also on the 24th on PC was Warlander. Hi-Fi Rush was on Xbox Series X, S, and PC on the 25th. Games that came out on the 26th was Devolver Tumble Time, Oddballers, and Shoulders of Giants that all came out on the 26th. 27th were games of Atone, Heart of the Elder Tree, Dead Space, GoldenEye 007. On the 30th was Backfire Wall, RoboQuest. 31st was Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, Inculinati, Jet the Far Shore plus Given Time, Undisputed, Season, A Letter to the Future, Superfuse, Avatar Generations, and Valiant Hearts Coming Home. Those were all in January. February 1st, we had Albeca Warrior, Reactor X2, Rhythm Sprout. The 2nd of February, we had Deliver Us Mars, Exit Man Deluxe, Fashion Police Squad, Heirs to the King's Parish, and The Pathless. February 3rd, we had Speedway Racing, Spell Force, Conqueror of Ale. The 7th, we had Scorchlands. 8th, we had Metro Prime Remastered. 9th, we had Clash of Artifacts of Chaos. 10th, we had Hogwarts Legacy Wanted Dead. 14th, we have, and this is coming out today, Blanc, Souls of Kronos, Tomb Raider Reloaded, which is on mobile, City Skylines console remastered, that's on the 15th, Returnal PC, that's tomorrow, The Last Starship. 16th, we have Eldorand, Pinball FX, Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. 17th, we have Tales of Symphonia Remastered, The Settlers, A New Allies, and Wild Hearts. 21st, we have Aka R, Atomic Heart, Like a Dragon Ishin, Seven Doors. 22nd, we have Cosmonius High, Digimon World Next Orders, which on PC, Horizon Call of the Mountain, Redemption Reapers, Remoteness, 23rd, we have Blood Bowl 3, Company of Heroes 3, Sons of Forest. 24th, we have Kerbal Space Program 2, Kirby's Returnal, Return to Dreamland.
Kirby's Returnal.
Octopath Traveler 2, The Signifier VR. 27th, we have Scars Above. And then 28th, we have Catan Console Edition and Destiny 2 Lightfall. And then for March, I'm not going to say the dates, just the games itself. The Brock Investigator, Leap, No Longer Home, Wolong Fallen Dynasty, Promptly, Fatal Frame, Mask, The Lunar Eclipse, Figment 2, Creed Valley, Oni, Road to the Mightiest Oni, Peaky Blinders, The King's Ransom, The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Azur, Ano, 1800, Bayonetta Origins, Cereza and the Lost Demon, Peppa Pig, World Adventures, Deceive Inc., Have a Nice Death, oh, that sounds terrible, Storyteller, At Liar, Ryza 3, Alchemist of the End, and Secret Key, Resident Evil 4 Remake, Crime Boss, Rock K City, Last of Us, which is on PC, Dredge, Saga of Sins, The Great War, Western Front, Total Tank Generals, and then I said I was going to go to May. I did say April. All right, and then here we have Grimoire once more, Hogwarts Legacy, that's on the old last gen consoles, Meet Your Maker, Process of Elimination, Voodoo Dolls, Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection, God of Rock, Minecraft Legends, Greed Venturi, Stray Blade, Advanced Wars 1+2 Reboot Camp, Dead Island 2, R-Type Final 3 Evolve, Omega Strikers, The Last Case of Benedict Fox, and then Star Wars Jedi Survivors. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our All Things Gaming episode 4, season 3 of 2023. Of course, we're going to try to have some more content for you guys as things start slowing down for me, and then we're going to start doing our like 9-to-5 streams. We're going to start getting back to our SIN segments, which we may rename that. And then we'll still have our All Things Gaming every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And likely it goes up until 7:30, but then in some unique events like it is today, we would have to be ending just a little early. But that's all we got for you guys today. And then, of course, we didn't start the show like this, but we wanted to end the show. We just obviously keep Neebs Gaming in your prayers. They unfortunately lost a real one. Mildewy, can you elaborate just a little bit more on that?
Yeah, unfortunately, Needs Gaming did announce, unfortunately, Thick 44 has passed away. You know, we definitely, you know, want to reach out to the Needs Gaming group and to Thick's family and just say our condolences and best wishes, and yeah. He definitely will be missed. He was fantastic on the show and sounded like a great guy and full in person also. You know, I myself, Gravity Mark 2, Hey It's Abs, and TV Abyss, we all watch their content and everything and enjoy it, and it's definitely a sad day there, so we just, you know, thoughts and prayers and condolences to all of them.
Yeah. And same thing for Bailey Levu. I know that he was a huge fan of them too as well, and we have also some other buddies that was outside of ALWT Gaming that was really just following them and everything, so it's never easy losing a loved one, especially if you were close to them. So like Mildewy Carrot said, thoughts and prayers. Really hope that the family can get through this, and you guys, there's probably some sort of support page that's going on their website right now, or links that you guys can go ahead and click on if you guys want to donate to whatever it is that they have to try to help the families and their and his former teammates out and everything. So be on the lookout for all of that. So with that, I do want to end, but before we do that, I do want to have a moment of silence for him. Be good to everybody, everyone. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Until next time, control, alt.
Complete.
Complete.
Peace, guys.